So which are you in all this? Anxious? Are you excited? Or just plain worn out? A pair of our very well-prepared and passionate listeners was eager to let us see their hopes and butterflies about the biggest political debate of their lifetimes. Kevin Loney is a salesman and a Trump supporter. Lisa Hansen is a classical flutist, an author, and a Hillary supporter. Kevin and Lisa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
A lot of anticipation for tonight. Kevin, how are you feeling about it right about now?
I'm pretty excited about it. I can't wait to see what unfolds and, you know, some hopefully new stuff that we will learn.
And Lisa?
Honestly, I feel a little bit anxious. I'm excited for Hillary to have a chance to redefine herself, and I hope that the public is open to that, those in the electorate who have been against her but are still undecided.
How much do you think is on the line here, Lisa?
Well, I would hope that not everything boils down to one night, but I've lived long enough to know that it could. So I think that there's a lot on the line for her.
So it's an all-in moment politically, Lisa. In your lifetime, have you ever witnessed such a moment before?
Again, I wouldn't characterize it completely as an all-in moment because I would hope that were there some kind of unfortunate statement that one could come back and recover, because I don't feel that our democracy should come down to those one statements, those moments. But I have seen, you know, I remember the great Lloyd Benson remark to Dan Quayle that I don't think he ever recovered from.
All right, Kevin Loney, how are you feeling? What do you think is on the line tonight?
I'm very excited about it because I think it's going to force Donald to bring some meat and potatoes to the table. I also hope that he will put a spotlight on some of the things that Hillary claims that she's done that she hasn't. And it's a wake-up call to the people who are undecided.
I think this is her chance to really try to make a strong appeal to millennials that this is their election and they need to participate, not sit it out like England when they sat out, many millennials sat out the Brexit vote and were really sorry the next day.
Okay, that's a good point. Kevin, let me elaborate on this question of meat and potatoes. Do you think this is something that Trump is capable of doing?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you look at him from a businessman's point of view, he could not have accomplished what he has without bringing meat and potatoes. And up till now, I think at times, yeah, he's played the showman. He hasn't shown his cards. He hasn't gone deep because maybe he's not ready. But now's the time. If he doesn't tonight, he's going to be in trouble.
What kind of meat and potatoes does it take to, you know, be a real estate mogul in New York versus the kind of meat and potatoes you might be expecting as a presidential candidate?
You know, I hate to say, use a coin of phrase, the art of the deal, but, you know, every deal has certain variables in it. You don't know what the other side is bringing. You have to be able to read that and put together a plan to either win them over or get around them. I'm looking forward to him showing us why he'll put together a cabinet of really good people, smart people, not people who have been there for 30 years or 50 years. But people who are going to be there for 4 years or 6 years, put together a plan to do things that are right for the deal. And the deal is to make America great again.
What about, Lisa, you know, they say a third of the electorate hasn't really weighed in on this campaign at all, and that they've probably heard a lot of stuff. They probably heard a lot that, you know, Donald Trump is some kind of nut. What if that third tunes in and after tonight says, oh, for heaven's sakes, he's not so bad. What
do
you feel?
That's the danger, if he can contain himself. And, you know, we'll see. Obviously, he's got his handlers, and they're going to try to get him not to be a bully, which may be difficult, not to insult, not to belittle. I hope that that undecided segment of the electorate wakes up, pays attention, thinks about substance, not just the show that's going on. Yes, we know. I will give Trump that he is a gifted TV reality performer.
Kevin, what's your worst-case scenario? Lisa's sort of saying that the worst-case scenario for her is if people think Trump's not so bad after tonight. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, I'm hoping that after tonight, some people will wake up and realize that Hillary is that bad.
All right, Kevin, appreciate it. Kevin and Lisa are both takeaway listeners. Kevin Loney is a salesman and a Trump supporter. Lisa Hansen is a classical flutist, an author, and a Hillary Clinton supporter.